Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and for Mercer County's Bruce and Carissa Wade, there's more than one way to grow a farm other than inheriting it. Since 2001, they've been building their farm another way.
We own 183 acres, and the rest of the 3,300 acres is cash leased.
The management skills to juggle all of that is one reason the Wades were honored as one of the three state finalists in Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Competition.
Management's the most important thing that we're dealing with when you're running operations of this size, especially labor management with the tobacco and the hay and the cattle. We're going to make sure that everybody's where they need to be at all times, and we need to make sure that we're running efficient on all ends.
Judging is based on management skills, consistent financial growth, and community involvement.
My operation consists of about 3,300 acres. I run a brood cows operation, feeder cattle, corn, soybeans, and I raise tobacco.
About 85 acres to be precise, and on an operation like that, labor management is a needed skill.
Right now, I have five full-time employees and eight H-2A employees. The H-2A employees will vary depending on the seasonable labor, but right now I'm keeping about eight.
We'll continue the profile on the Wade's Mercer County operation in a minute. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
But why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait!
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
On-farm visits from the judging team are a part of the evaluation process in Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Competition. Mercer County's Bruce Wade feels their record-keeping management was a strong element for their operation.
Record-keeping is a big part of it. It should be a big part of any operation. You need to know exactly where every penny is spent, whether it's on capital, labor, cash leases, or what have you. We need to be able to account for all of those.
I asked if he was surprised by any of the questions from the judging team.
Not extremely surprised. I mean, most of the questions that they asked were just validation questions. It generally shouldn't be hard to answer a question about your own operation if you're fully involved in that.
And he was quite pleased to make the top three.
I am very impressed with the contest. I can't reiterate enough that it's such an honor to be selected in the top 30.
The winner to be announced in early December. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.